Good afternoon, my friends here in the Upper Cumberland area. I have a friend I've known for a while. I invite my friends to be on my show. I just enjoy fascinating and interesting people. And this afternoon, I certainly have one of those. I have Dr. Mary Pashley, professor at TT of U. Here in Cookeville. How are you, Mary?
Judy, I'm doing just fine. It's really good to be here.
Well, thank you for honoring me with your presence. Mary, I know you're a Vanderbilt graduate.
Oh, yes. Long ago.
No, it's not that long ago, Mary.
Years.
You are not from Cookeville.
No, I grew up in Oak Ridge.
Oh, yeah, Atomic City.
Atomic City. I glow in the dark, supposedly.
Did your parents, were they involved?
Yes, they were. My mother worked at one of the plants and did administrative type duties. And my father was a scientist out at K-25 for many, 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 many years. And he was in his 70s when he actually retired from that plant.
He passed a few years ago, not many.
Yeah, not many. It's been about 4 years. So
okay,
he
I
was
remember.
In his 90s. He was a great codgery kind of guy. Loved him dearly. He shared in some patents that were pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones that I find the most interesting is on the desulfurization of uranium, which is fancy talk for uranium enrichment.
There you go.
So his name is on a patent that has to do with that, along with I don't know how many other names, you know, because
wow.
Big team effort. But that was one of them. And then the very last patent that he got, which was in his 70s, his name is the only one that's on it. So
really?
Yeah.
And what was that one?
Oh, that's terrible because I can't quote it.
Oh, well, that's okay. But he got, even in his 70s, he was still...
Yes.
His brilliant mind was working.
Absolutely.
I can't say that, and I'm in my early 70s.
He was an egghead with a heart. That's how I always thought of him. Yeah.
I like that, an egghead with a heart. Well, I'm not surprised because you have a heart, and that must come from
And my head is rather egg-shaped.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. Now, you did you do undergraduate work at Vanderbilt and graduate work?
Just undergrad at Vandy. Yeah, I had a double major in mathematics and theater.
Speaking about eggheads.
Yeah, well, the mathematics was for the brain and the theater was for the heart, you know. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought I had you pegged pretty good.
Yeah.
You've played some fabulous roles here in Cookeville and elsewhere.
I've been lucky. I've been lucky and had a few good roles on the stage. Probably my favorite one was Fräulein Schneider from Cabaret. That was probably my favorite one.
Yeah, Tennessee Tech. You did that.
That was here at Tennessee Tech at the Backdoor Playhouse.
That's right.
Mark
That's
Kreter.
Where I got my, well, no, I can't say I got my start there, but when I was at Tech, I was frequented that little theater about every day.
Yeah, it's a great
every night.
It's a great place. I've been fortunate to be in a few shows over there, and each and every one of them has been a true joy. So
absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. I directed theater there for a year.
Well, darn it, I missed that somehow.
That was a long time ago. I was adjunct faculty, slave labor, I guess you could say, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It was that
no comment.
I was full time. I had a full time schedule, but was only part-time.
I understand.
Yes, I bet you do. Now, we're going to get to your creative abilities here in a minute, but you're married to E.J. Mackey.
I am.
Now, E.J. was a assistant district attorney. Am I correct?
Well, for many years, he was with the public defender's office.
Okay.
And then after he left that office, he was with the district attorney's office for a couple of years. And now he's kind of retired, semi-retired.
He won't ever retire, will he?
Well, not completely,
yeah.
But he is happy to be spending a lot more time with his horses.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Dr. Mary Pashley about her life and her interest. Let's go back to this. I'm a horse fan, you know. He's a man after my heart there with loving horses. But you also love, I imagine, all animals, but you raise birds, or you have a lot of well, fowl.
Yes, F-O-W-L, not right, F-O-U-L. Right now, I call them our birdie flock. And right now we have 5 parrots in the birdie flock. And it's ranged in size from 3 to 8 over the last 30 years. So it just depends on
when. You lost one not too long ago.
Well, yeah, last year we did lose a birdie. So yeah. It was a little tiny green cheek conure that was just as sweet as the day is long. About 25 years old, though, which is pretty good age for a small bird. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite of what it is with dogs. Usually the smaller dogs tend to have the longer lives. Mm-hmm. But with birds, it's the bigger birds that tend to have the longer lives.
Okay.
So
my daughter in her classroom, she has a parrot. I know very little about. But this thing, if you call it by name, its name is Boone. Mm-hmm. And if you call Boone by name, he'll swell up, you know, like this.
He knows his name.
He does.
Is he a talker too?
Yes. Or? Yes. Oh. Cracks me up. I'm so fascinated with him. And he adores the kids and my daughter. They have a great relationship.
Oh,
I don't know a thing about birds.
Wonderful.
But I know that EJ loves horses.
Oh, he does. Let's see, out there on the property now, I think there are 8 of them. Sometimes I can't really keep count, but I think 8's correct.
He has 8 horses. Does he ride?
Well, yeah, he does some. And no, me, no, no. No, when I was a kid, we had friends that had a farm, and they always had at least one horse on the farm, and I used to go bareback riding. You know, with the children in that family. And so I kind of got it out of my system, you know, when I was young.
So you don't ride with him at all?
No, I don't bounce as well as I used to.
Yeah, you kind of age, kind of slows down the bouncing business.
Huh? Yeah, I've noticed that. Anyway.
And you are in the business department.
I am. I'm in the economics, finance, and marketing department over in the College of Business, and I teach finance, mostly corporate finance.
Oh, that's a weakness of mine. I have math anxiety. You show me numbers, and I freak out.
Oh, well, it's kind of moderate number-wise, I think. You know, it's not like your high-powered differential equations or calculus or anything like that. Stochastic.
You've been
calculus.
At Tech how long, Mary?
Oh, probably longer than I deserve. Let's see. I think this is my 33rd year. Can that be right?
Don't know.
I think it's right.
33 years.
Years.
And retirement is not a word in your vocabulary, I'll just bet.
Well, it's not one that I enunciate. But it is one that passes through my mind occasionally.
So you could have more time to sing and perform and
travel,
and that's another thing that you
I love
have
to travel.
Done. Yes, and you share that. I know on Facebook, because we're friends on Facebook. You share a lot of your travels. I've been fortunate enough to travel in my lifetime, and still looking forward to some more. But
same here.
Yes, I know. You and EJ have traveled. A great deal.
Yeah, well, fairly extensively, especially the last few years. I'm trying to check things off the bucket list. Mm. You know, mostly my bucket list, but partly his bucket list also.
Well, you're a partnership, so I suppose you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we're trying to do that. I guess our last big trip was to Germany for a couple of weeks, and that was a great one. I'm still posting pictures on Facebook from that one as I continue to relive the experience. One city with which I was very impressed was Dresden. And as you know, Dresden was in what was East Germany and was very severely bombed you know, during the Second World War.
What's your most favorite place? We're talking about Dresden, Germany. And then
so beautiful.
After the war, it was just almost destroyed.
It was. And the reconstruction efforts are just amazing, you know, how much of the city has been reconstructed and very faithfully, because, you know, they had, I guess it was plans, like architectural plans that they could go by. And when they could, they used stones that were original to the buildings and replaced new ones. You can tell because there's some differences in the coloration of the stones. But eventually, over time, those will all blend together.
What's your favorite place?
Oh, that's a toughie. Mm. I know what it is for my husband. That's the easy one. For him, it's Iceland. For me, well, there's so many places that I love, but one place that I've been to one time that would be at the top of my list for a return visit is South Africa.
Wow, I haven't been to South Africa, but you liked South Africa.
It's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful country with a troubled history in a lot of ways, as you know, to say the least. But it's a beautiful place. And the natural beauty in South Africa is just amazing to me.
When we take our break here in a few minutes, I'll let our sponsors share their goods to the folks who are listening. When we do that, after that, I want to talk to you about your vocal training. And here we've got a financial guru here who loves to perform. So we're going to talk with Dr. Mary Pashley when we come back. You folks, listen up, support our sponsors so we can come and talk with you every Monday afternoon.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too, and unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Oh, we're back here with Dr. Mary Pashley, coming to us from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, a few years ago, Vanderbilt University.
Many years.
It's not that many, Mary. Let's talk about your vocal. I know you're a member of the Master Singers. I know you have traveled abroad with them.
I have, and with some other groups, too.
You've been with them when they visited Carnegie Hall.
I've been to Carnegie.
Or Carnegie, if you're in Pennsylvania, they call it Carnegie.
Do they? Well, in New York, they call it Carnegie.
I know they do. And my best friend has lived for years in Pennsylvania, and she kept talking about Carnegie this, and we'll go to the Carnegie Museum, and da-da-da. And I thought, Carnegie?
What is she talking about?
And I said, you're talking about Carnegie Hall, Mr. Carnegie. She says, yeah, but it's not Carnegie. It's Carnegie. And I said, well, in the South, it's Carnegie.
And in New York, it's Carnegie.
That's right. And then Carnegie Deli there, you know.
That's right.
Can't beat those sandwiches that are a mile high. But anyway, talk to me about your...
Yeah, last summer, that was actually the third time that I'd had the opportunity to go and sing with a group in Carnegie Hall. And I'm going again this coming summer.
Oh, yeah.
With a different group.
Well, you sing with different vocal groups.
Well, I do from time to time. Okay. Yeah.
I know you sing with one in Crossville.
I have done that. Actually, the last group that I sang with over that way is was the choir over at Fairfield Glade United Methodist Church under the able direction of Marty Gibson. So we did Messiah, which is always a fun thing. It's like talking to an old friend or spending time with an old friend.
And
to sing
you are a contralto? Or?
No, I'm a soprano.
Are you?
Yeah.
You have a pretty wide range then, vocally.
It used to be wider.
Well, you know.
This happens.
You're still at it.
Yeah, I still am. I still am.
And what training do you have?
Oh, it's kind of here and there training. The first time I took vocal instruction, I was in high school, and the person that taught me was Kay Hamrick. She was actually our choir director, and she had studied with Beatsus at UT Knoxville. He was very well known, very, very good tenor. So I was fortunate to have her as a teacher, you know, when I was in high school. And then through my college years, I basically, at Vandy, I just sang with the choir at the Vanderbilt Concert Choir. We went to some interesting places over spring break now and again.
Such as?
Let's see, Williamsburg, Washington, D.C. We sang in the Senate Rotunda, which was really a great experience. We went to New Orleans 1 year. So
you've not only have you traveled abroad a lot, you've traveled with your vocal talent with different groups.
Yeah, I've been fortunate.
The most, rewarding maybe of your vocal excursions?
Rewarding. Let's see. We could define that different ways. I think probably the one that was the most fun for me, let me define rewarding as fun, was a trip with Master Singer several years ago when we went to France.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to sing in Notre Dame, La Madeleine, both of those in Paris, of course. And we sang at Chartres. That was kind of an impromptu little vocal endeavor there at the cathedral at Chartres. And we also sang at the American Cemetery. And it was one day.
That would have done me in. Been there, and there was no choir, but I've cried the whole time I was
there. It was an amazing experience. It was one day before the D-Day anniversary.
Ooh.
So there were lots and lots of people, you know, mm-hmm. there already honoring, celebrating, if you will, the victories and mourning the losses.
Sure.
So that was a fantastic experience.
You know, what was when I was there, I'd always wanted to go. That was my dad's era. And it's the most peaceful, beautiful beach area there.
It is.
Where the Allies in the United States landed. And I had a dear friend who's now passed who was one of the glider men that came in and was dropped down during World War II. But talking with Dr. Mary Pashley about her experiences all over the world and her singing talents that God blessed her with. So,
you're so kind.
No, I'm just honest. Thank you for saying I'm kind, though, Mary.
You are. And funny.
Well, that's to be debated, I suppose. But anyway, what's your next trip?
Let's see. Our next trip is to Portugal. We're going to go and spend a few days in Portugal. So that'll be in the spring when it warms up a little bit.
Few days meaning a couple of weeks?
A little bit more than that.
Trips. I think it's that's fabulous. Now, you and EJ do not have children. Is that correct?
Your
birds and your horses.
We don't have children together. EJ has a lovely daughter from his first marriage. I'm the second wife, the trophy wife.
Okay. I love you, Mary. You know how to put it.
I know that's going to be really hard for a lot of people to believe, but I just had to say it.
For those of us who know and love you, that's typical now. Come on, Mary.
So, my husband's daughter and her husband, they live in the Philadelphia area, and actually we were there over Christmas, and they have two lovely children, one of whom is very new, a little baby daughter who was born in November. Mm-hmm. So that was a real treat,
aren't they
for us
fun
to be
when
there.
They're that little?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Do you have siblings?
Nope, I'm an only.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. So am I.
And so is
my husband.
They threw away the mold after some of us, didn't they?
Yes, God just said no more of this.
Yeah, that one's perfect.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, that's not really, I'm laughing.
Yes, you are. But we're thankful. We're thankful that we are only children, even though we've had to deal with you're spoiled. You've been spoiled all your life.
Well, that's probably true, too.
Yeah, it probably
at least
is.
For parts of it.
Exactly. I always missed having siblings, though. And my friends, to me, are like family.
Exactly. Brothers and sisters by choice. And
by different mothers, or however you put it.
Yeah, and even though I don't have children, quote-unquote, of my own, I do have a daughter by choice, someone that I work with over at Tennessee Tech, who's very dear to me and has been for decades, actually.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I have a friend that's my sister, I don't have a sister. She's the closest thing I can even imagine of having a sibling would be. And she is in England at the moment.
Ooh.
Working there for 5 years.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have another trip planned.
Oh,
I'm in the process thereof.
I bet you do.
Yes, she's, she is with the Salvation Army.
And
she
really?
Is the administrative assistant to General of the Salvation, to the General of the Salvation Army.
So, my goodness. Well, you can't get much higher up in the, this, no, the hierarchy than
other
that.
Other than being the general herself, yeah. Which she says she wouldn't want to do. But she'd take it. That's the way those Salvation Army officers are, let me tell you. Which I admire. Absolutely. And you're a fine Methodist, I know.
Well,
well
yes,
you are a member of the Methodist, First
I was.
Methodist.
Actually, it's, I guess I have a combined history. My husband's Presbyterian, and so actually we are officially members of the First Presbyterian Church here.
Oh, okay.
But I have sung with different choirs in the
yes.
area, and I've often landed on the doorstep of the First United Methodist Church because of that. So,
okay. So you have Presbyterian and United Methodist
yeah,
background.
I would say so. And yeah, to me, God's everywhere, you know,
oh,
not just in
course.
A building. So,
oh, yeah,
you know.
He is indeed. I kind of like him. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty special, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Mary, I tell you what, I have enjoyed learning more about you as a person. I know a lot. But not that much. You have done things for me when I was working for the city. You've and you just have this wonderful stage presence. Is that a God-given thing, or have you really worked at it?
Well, gee, that's hard to say. Well, I'm almost 6 feet tall, so that does help on the stage. And
right.
I do believe that was God-given, and also
yeah, yeah.
via the nutrition provided by my mother. So she fed me very well. And I've always enjoyed theater. I just always have enjoyed it.
Well, then
it.
I'd say
and,
that's a God-given talent there that you've been blessed
well,
with.
Well,
you played
I guess
the,
so.
Ulele in The Sound of Music. The Music Man.
Music Man,
yes.
Right. Yeah, that was...
That was the first time I had had the opportunity to see you on stage, and it was like, oh, I
well,
like this woman.
That was the first time, I guess, I really did anything like that in Cookeville. I did a fair amount of theater in college.
Okay.
And then when I went to graduate school at UT Knoxville through 3 graduate degrees, all of which were quantitatively oriented, well, you know, music, theater, I wasn't doing any of that.
Yeah.
So there was almost a 10-year hiatus there, you know, because of school and work. But then when I came to Cookeville, I was delighted to discover that really the arts are big in this community.
Alive and well
for
a community this small. And it's kind of growing. It's all over the Upper Cumberland.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. There's, of course, you know, you mentioned Crossville before,
right,
and
right.
Or I mentioned Crossville before, and that's another great place for all sorts of arts, especially
Have
the Playhouse.
Have you worked up there at all?
Well, only one time. And this is sort of funny. It was a long time ago, and they did a production of Britain's Noyes Fludi, which is Noah's Flood. Mm-hmm. And I remember Rick Woods played Noah. Mm-hmm. And the chorus, I was in the chorus for that. And the chorus members had to be animals. So I was a little bit late on the day that people were picking which animal they wanted to be. And so the grand ones, like the giraffes and the elephants, you know, they were all taken. So I got to be a duck.
Well, it's a bird.
So, and that was really, that was before I knew how much I was going to love birds, as a matter of fact. So anyway, so I was a duck in Noyes Fludi. And that show was done in Crossville, of course. And then we also did some presentations of that in Derryberry Hall here at Tennessee Tech. And school children were brought in, you know, to see it. That was a long time ago.
Well, it couldn't have been that long ago. Thank you, Mary, for coming to be with me this afternoon. It's been fun. And I never get enough time talking with the folks I have that come
oh, Judy,
honor me to be on my program.
Well, thank you so much for asking me to come on. It's always
Absolutely.
It's always a good time when I get to see you face to face.
I will say the same. Ditto. So thanks again. In the future sometime, we'll talk about your trip to Portugal, maybe.
All righty.
Okay. Make lots of pictures and send them back so we can all just be envious of where you are.
Oh.
And the food you're eating. You sometimes send back food pictures.
Every once in a while.
What can I say? Appreciate you, Ladybug.
My pleasure.
And for those of you who have joined us this afternoon, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Have a good rest of the evening. We'll see you next time. Bye.